We have sitting before us our next guest. She's going to be here for a few minutes. This is a young lady who actually spent a school semester in Israel. We have Rena. I just lost a Kirsch who's here with us right here. And see, I got Jeff Deal who's here early, who's like scurrying to give it. I got it. It's just a matter. I got distracted for half a second. You shake the keys, I'm back. Rena, welcome to the show. Rena, where do you go to school when you're not over in Israel?
Well, Kevin, I go to school at Rising Tide Charter School in Plymouth.
Okay. Which is great because it's like right down the road from here. And of course, now who's this guy who's sitting next to you?
That's my dad.
Oh. Don't embarrass her, Dad. Take a couple of minutes to tell us, how did it come to be that you ended up going abroad, going to another country, and going to school? How did that culminate, and what was it like being over there for a semester?
Israel has always been something that's very important to me. I'm very involved in synagogue life at my temple in Brockton. And hearing about it since I've been very little, I always knew I wanted to go to Israel. And as I got older and started hearing about more and more programs, I decided I wanted to go for a long time. I wanted to have a chance to be immersed in the culture there. And that's what led me to Alexander Mas High School in Israel, which is what I ended up going on.
Really? And so, like, what was some of the stuff that, I mean, how did it differ from going to school here? Was it like every day you got out of school, like you would set up like a field trip, you would go to different parts of the country, or what was it like? I'm sure that it was much, much different, and that you're talking about a different culture, so to speak, as well. It's not here like in the good old USA. It's another country, and there's a different culture that does different things culturally, correct?
Yeah. We ran on a block schedule, so some days we'd have classes, and some days we'd have tiulim, which is Hebrew for trips, and we'd go everywhere. We went down and did hikes in the Negev, in the desert, went down south to Eilat. We went up to the Golan Heights at the very north of the country. We went to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, Dead Sea, Masada. We pretty much traveled the whole of the country.
Well, easy for you to say. Now, how many other students were you alone? Did you go over there alone, or did anybody else go with you from either your school or from this area?
I didn't know anyone who was going with me. There were 17 of us, 5 or 6 of which were from the Boston area. So okay. That was pretty cool.
How big of a class would you say? Was it close to what you would see here in America, or did you have was it larger or smaller than normal?
My charter school is pretty small, so we normally have small classes. Our general studies classes were meant to match our curriculum back home so that we could go back into our next year of school prepared to go into the next grade. So sometimes there'd be classes with 3 people or there'd be classes with 5 people. It just depended on what classes people needed to take.
Just so folks know, you are listening to 95.9 FM WATD, probably the best radio station here on the South Shore. And you're listening to Monday Night Talk, and we have Rena Kirsch, who is somebody from here in the South Shore, who went over to Israel. Now, when did this actually, did this just happen? Are you just coming back from being there, or did you go there in September? When did this take place?
I left in at the end of January, and I came back May 31st.
Oh. So what was it like being back? What was it like to come back home after, were you starting to miss being in school in Israel and being part of the culture, or was it like you just blended right back in?
I definitely missed being in Israel, but it wasn't as hard a transition as I thought it would be. Though I still get kind of confused when it's raining all day because it doesn't rain in Israel.
Right.
So,
what about as far as besides being in another country? There's a lot more significance than just being in another country, correct?
Yeah.
Explain. Is it more or less it's the culture? It's, you're talking about biblical stuff. You're talking about being able to see stuff that we only read about, you know, that whether it's the Torah, whether it's the Bible, whatever your religion is usually it's all based on over in that area, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool. One of the first things we did was we visited an archaeological site and we saw how they had they're called casemate walls. They're these 2 sets of walls that in times of peace people would build homes in, and in times of war they could fill with dirt for extra protection. And there is references to that in the Bible about people living in the walls. And that's things that didn't make sense to archaeologists until they discovered it. And we just saw so many types of things like that that were mind-blowing.
Now, knowing what goes on over there, and we've watched for years and years and years, it's not a land that's settled. There is turmoil. What was it like being in an area that we've seen so many times in the news where there's turmoil in the country borders? Was it relatively quiet, or did you see any problems with any other cultures that might have clashed with the folks in Israel?
It was very quiet when we were over there, though the semester before was there in November when there were all the missile attacks from Gaza, but they were safe. They went up north and were far away from the attacks, but we were luckily there in a quiet time.
Now, from what I understand, you spent a week in Gadana. You did some training with the army, Israeli army?
Yeah. Every Israeli teen, once they're 18, joins the army for required service. So one of the things that we got to do is we got to do Gadna, which is a mock Israeli basic training.
I know I said it wrong.
A mock Israeli basic training course. Okay. So we got to get a taste of what teenagers who are only a year or two older than us are doing.
So you get to fire a weapon.
Yes, we fired M16s.
Very cool. That is very cool. If there was one thing that still sticks in your memory, probably maybe the best time that you had, whether it was, you know, whether it was a hike, whether it was a visit to, something that was very historic, what's the one or two things that kind of still stick out in your mind that you someday want to go back and see or redo?
One of the things we did in Jerusalem was we went to the Old City of David, and we walked through Hezekiah's water tunnel. So King Hezekiah from biblical times built a tunnel to channel the water inside Jerusalem to protect it from the Assyrians who were attacking. So we got to walk through that tunnel and feel the chisel marks on the walls, and it was really cool.
Now, how big of a hug did Dad give you when you got home, Mom and Dad? Were they happy to see you back?
Yes, they were. They were very happy to see me.
All right. Anything you want to say, Chloe? We definitely want to thank you for coming in and kind of sharing your story. I mean, it's unique because last week we were speaking with Deb Gibson from AFS, and they're looking for folks to help out as far as students that are coming here from other countries. And this is kind of the other side of the coin, where we're talking to somebody who was, you know, spent a semester and basically doing what we were talking about last week. So it's very cool to have you here, Rena. And if you happen to do any more, if you happen to go back, maybe we would love to have you come back.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Rena Kirsch joining us, and Stu, of course, in studio as well. Thank you so much, Stu, for enlightening me to your daughter's trip. We're going to step aside. When we come back in studio, State Rep Jeff Deal patiently hanging here. Thank you, Jeff. We'll be right back in just a moment to Monday Night Talk.